And then we will see how you will survive it in the court. This must be made very clear. The fact that the transitional government of national unity is coming in doesn't mean that you will continue to abuse it. It will be the same government, by the way. It will be the same government. Even if it is not the same minister here, that minister who will come will be the same, will be just the same as this minister now. This is for your information. So don't try to do things the way you think, because I tell machine. Machine win. My machine card infibility. My card infibility. And if you believe that it is the IO that will come with a golden solution, I'm afraid. Because the government will still have the majority. The government will still have the majority. And whatever you do, you will... And for your information, Ministry of Information and Telecommunication is under the government. So, so I'm advising you. I'm advising you. And this is my last advice to you. Otherwise, I will go with some of you. Yes. I will go with some of you if you are not careful. I'm not will go with you, but some of you will go before me, before I go. Because this is the situation in which we are, and we must abide by whatever. We have distributed to you the list, the order establishing, the order appointing the governors of the 2086. Those of you who do not know who is who, please follow this as of now. Follow this as of now. Governor, in the name of the governor and the state. You have the states and the name of the governors. This idea of writing anyhow must stop. You must write responsibly. You must write responsibly. Because if you don't write responsibly, then definitely you are not a journalist. I request that you all abide by this, so that you don't step on the toes of others. And whoever steps on the toes of others definitely pays for that. This is my message to you. This is my second message to you in terms of our ethics as journalists, our ethics as people of the media, so that we abide by and respect. Lanu, by the way, what these newspapers which you write here, they are not meant for your own reading here. And if you begin to write like this, and it goes to our neighbors, they will evaluate you. They will evaluate you, and if you continue to write like this, at a time when you claim to be real journalists, these people will not recognize you. They will you would have dropped yourself to the bottom of the line. So please, whatever you do, make sure that you have done the right thing. Editors in chief must be very careful. Whatever nonsense written in any document, in any newspaper, definitely the editor in chief answers. Even if he is not the author, but the fact that he has allowed it to be published is another thing. The managers, the general managers of the FM radios, you must be very careful. You are an IO, nevertheless the IO, even if the IO comes, it will not allow you to continue with that abusive language or that irresponsible language. Never. No government will ever accept such a behavior. In fact, South Sudan is the only place where there is absolute freedom of press and media. And if you continue this way to abuse it, if you continue to misuse this power, then we may apply other means. who will take you to the court. So that the court tells you whether you were right in so doing or wrong. And if you are wrong, then you must pay for your wrong. This is the situation in which we are right now. This is what I call you for. If some of you are still referring to the 28 states as proposed states, then you are not part of us. Even if you go there, those stories you are being told, that if the IO comes, then the 28 states will go. Never. There are 21 states have not gone. Are you informed that they have revoked it? No. Our 28 are there, their 21 states are there, and their 21, our 28 states are inclusive of their 21 states. Don't allow yourself to be misled and carried away. This propaganda which is happening here, Rana Shaif, you are fully control of the SPLM-AIO, because all your news, your best news are always about the IO. Continue to announce them.